much I love and miss you so.
Radio! I'm gonna love you like that day will never come.
Throw in another book, Mr. Roberts?
Good idea. What do we got left?
Well, Catcher in the Rye, The Wizard of Oz, and the complete James Joyce.
Oh, let's throw this James Joyce on. That'll last a long time.
Why are we burning The Wizard of Oz?
It's because, this is really embarrassing. I can't remember. It's either The Good Witch or The Flying Monkeys. I'm not sure. But let's just be safe and burn it anyway, all right?
Let's sing another song.
Come on, play something, Mr. Roberts.
Settle down. Oh, the year was 1492. Columbus sailed the sea. He hoped to find America for folks like you and me. Though Columbus was Italian, in a Spanish ship, it's true. In a way, he was a lot like me and you. Because he was God-fearing, white and free. There was not a single thing he could not be. When you're God-fearing, white and free, there is not a single thing you cannot be.
Yeah! Woo!
Yeah! Mr. Roberts, can I throw my book in the fire?
Sure, Tommy. What are you burning?
Robert Ludlum.
Robert Ludlum is not on our burn list.
I know, but I saw the ending coming from page 20, and it really made me mad, and I kind of want to burn it.
All right, put it on.
Yeah.
I'll put these on.
Hey, I was reading that. That was my New England travel guide.
Well, you shouldn't have left it there.
People,
listen.
Keep any books you don't want burned out of the anti-family pile, okay? Any requests?
Yeah. Monkey song.
Monkey song?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
God looked down. What did he see? A happy little monkey in a coconut tree. God was feeling happy and he had a little plan. He said, little monkey, would you like to be a man? Would you like to be a Muslim? An Indian, a Kurd? You can be a young Hispanic if you only say the word. But the monkey said, no, thank you, Lord, I'm gonna be all right. I'd rather be a monkey if I can't be white. Deedle, deedle, dee. Deedle, deedle, night. I'd rather be a monkey if I can't be white.
be white.
Mr. Roberts, can I throw this library book on the fire? It's not on the list. It's just way overdue.
Oh, that's not why we burn books, Christy. Oh, okay. Go ahead. Throw it.
Mr. Roberts, wouldn't it be better for the environment if we just recycled the books?
Well, in a perfect world, yes, but recycling just doesn't deliver the same symbolic power of book burning.
That's too bad, because we really need to recycle.
I know, it's a sad comment on our society, isn't it? But let's just enjoy the moment.
Okay, let's sing that Supreme Court song.
You bet!
One more justice until we get a majority. One more justice, one more justice to go. Harry Blackmun's 84. One more justice to go. He will last forevermore. One more justice to go.
See you losers at the finish. Blonde left behind. Boozers, wine, and the women. Drug users off a loose and a chicken. Some of Chinese men, and they command a party. Raps Jesse Jackson, I am somebody. Learn, baby, burn. Final fist of cuts. DJ bring the break back. Spinal bip it up. Here I go twisting up. Hydro indica. I'm the fire in the pilot.
Though I might cringe, fearless. Through my eyelids, you can see my gears is never blindless, only timeless. Sounds for the blind, sights for the earless. This is written in my fine print. This is my evolution to a man from a primate. From apprentice to a prime pitch. Fresh to the death, left to the west. I am best with a check. Prep vest in a check. Tech vest in a check. X in a mix. Ladies rump shit, cause I am Rex in a fix. I am plex, I am sex in the flesh. I am fresh. They trying to be the best, yet I am not impressed. Prisoners agree they depriving a man standing. You can live upon your knees. I'ma die as a man standing.
I must be respected. I must be protected. What time is it? When we stand together, what time is it? When we say no more just about, what time is it? What time is it?
Uh-huh.
Valencia. www.radiovalencia.fm. Rising. This show is spontaneous innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. Shouts outs to all. Coming through every Fridays, 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. Shouts outs to all. Download the Radio Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else, online, on the streets, in the sky. Coming through all damn day. Shouts out to all from the Bay to around the world listening on RadioValencia.fm. Part of the dream, be part of the team. Go to RadioValencia.fm. Email station at RadioValencia.fm. That's station, S-T-A-T-I-O-N, at RadioValencia.fm. Be behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, in the middle of the scene here at Radio Valencia. If you have music, are you in a band, side project? Email bands at RadioValencia.fm. That's bands, B-A-N-D-S, at RadioValencia.fm. Coming through, shouts outs to all. Friday morning is here. My name is Faco. So much music, so little time. Remember, coming up at noon, stay tuned for Drop the Charges with DJ Mark. DJ Mark will be here spinning vinyl at noon. Till then, I am here. Give me a call, 415-766-4428. That's 766-4428. Big shouts out to all. Let's find out what music we heard. We heard music from Chinese Man. That was the band. And the song was called Stand, the extended version. Before that, we had something from an old Saturday Night Live episode. That's probably like 30 years old, guys. That skit is 30 years old, I think, man. Tim Robbins was actually singing and playing the guitar. That was 1992, guys. October 3rd, 1992. 30 years ago. 30 years. years and 4 days that skit was on. And they still talking about the same things. Doc. Burning books. Supreme Court justices. It's all there. Tim Robbins is good. Tim Robbins is good. I used to be like, I don't know about that guy. He got lucky for being, for flying with Tom Cruise as Merlin. In Top Gun, man. I was like, he got lucky, man. Somebody rubbed his shoulder and said, you know what? You get to sit behind Tom Cruise in the cockpit of the plane. You know? The Illuminati said, you know what, man? You're okay. Why don't you sit behind Tom Cruise and just coast, ride the coattails? But Tim Robbins is legit, man. He actually is playing guitar and singing. And, you know, Tim Robbins. Bull Durham Tim Robbins. Howard the Duck Tim Robbins. You know? The Hudsucker Proxy Tim Robbins. That's him. He was even in War of the Worlds, another Tom Cruise movie. Tom Cruise never forgot about him. War of the Worlds, the remake. He brought Tim Robbins in. He's like, hey, man, you want to do this scene with me? Tim Robbins shows up, and it's the end of the world, man. But shouts out to Tim Robbins. So, okay, that was 30 years ago, that skit about burning books. Before that, we had music by Jadon. J-A-I-D-O-N. Local music. That song was called Control. And the album was Survivor. Or, I'm sorry, Sun River Lane. Sun River Lane. That came out this year. And that's new music from a band called Jadon. J-A-I-D-O-N. I'll play some more music all throughout these weeks. It's good. The whole band is good. I like it. Shouts out to all. RadioValencia.fm. Bringing you music from this wonderful universe. Other music we had in that set. We had some new music from Theon Cross. And the song was called Wings. That was just released. Yesterday. Song Wings. Artist Theon Cross. Before that, we started off with new music. From RG, Matthew Deere, and Tegan and Sarah. And it was More Horses. The name of the track. That's RG, A-R-G-Y, Matthew Deere. And Tegan and Sarah. And we're caught up. Shouts out to all. RadioValencia.fm. Bringing you music from everywhere and beyond. Big shouts out to DJ Dollar Shop. Thanks for listening. I got a request coming up in a few. Some Chemical Brothers. We also got to give a shout out to Coco. Thanks for listening. He liked that Theon. Theon Cross is legit, man. He's legit. Look him up. Theon. T-H-E-O-N Cross. And our new song is called Wings. Dig it. Dig it. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. RadioValencia.fm. Oh, in the chatterbox, we got Gia. Gia. We here when ready, man. Come on through. Shouts out to all. Making it to the city. Making it on time. I just made the train. As soon as I stepped on, the train left. Gilroy, California, guys. And I entered 22nd Street. Then I entered the danger zone. But we made it through. Coming through all damn day. You know? You could... You know what's great is when you miss a stop, then you get on the train, and then you just go back the other way and hop on that train to get to another stop, you know? And then you jump on another running vehicle to get back to your destination. Taking naps. You know? Sometimes I get better rest from naps than my actual sleep, man. You know? Sometimes the power naps are just way better. Shouts out to Gia. He got a request for some Rhyme Slayer. Oh, no, it's Soul Messiah? Is that who it is? Shouts out to Gia. We got more music coming up. Shouts out to all. RadioValencia.fm. What do we want to talk about today, guys? Nuclear war? Adult Happy Meals at McDonald's? Or serial killers in California? You have three choices. All of them are solid choices, man. Solid choices. You know? Why don't you go get an adult Happy Meal? Dodge the Stockton serial killer. And just as you dodged them, you missed them by 10 seconds. Nuclear war. Gonna get you first. Maybe it's gonna be the adult Happy Meal gonna get you first. Maybe the next time you get an adult Happy Meal, you take your first bite and you get a heart attack. Your pulmonary valves are clogged. Because maybe the nuclear war won't get you. Maybe the Stockton serial killer won't get you. But that adult Happy Meal might take you out. Ooh, roommate is listening. Shouts out to roommate. He talked about, he wants to hear Dahmer. Talk about Dahmer. You know, if you want to know any little thing, when Dahmer, whenever I see Dahmer, all I get reminded is I was in high school when that whole story was going on. And I remember some kid, some little punk rock kid. He had a wallet, he opened it up, and he had a picture of Jeffrey Dahmer inside. You know? And I looked at him, I go, "You're not a vegetarian. Why you got that picture in your wallet, bruh? You're not veggies. You're not about that veggies. You like that human skin. You like that human meat, man. trying to tell me. Big shouts out to Roommate. Thanks for listening. I got requests coming through. You know, I got all you guys. Thanks for making it easy for me. Send a, oh, you want to hear Cadence Weapon? That's the artist, Cadence Weapon. And the song is Senna. I think it's the remix version, but I'll look it up for you. I got you. Big shout out to the professional. Professional says McDonald's got little black fibers lodged inside the nuggets. You know what? You're right, bruh. I'm giving you that one. Little black fibers. Like fibers that will get you the internet. Like the T3, the T1 internet. That's why, dude, when I made a thing, man, about chicken nuggets. I don't eat McDonald's chicken nuggets no more. You know, and I canceled chicken nuggets, at least fast food chicken nuggets. There's only one nuggets I eat, and they gotta be shaped like dinosaurs. That's the real deal, baby. You know, you don't. That's what killed the COVID, man. That's why I didn't get COVID. I got those dinosaur chicken nuggets, man. You know, dipping them in the Taco Bell nacho cheese, player. This is those home remedies nobody talks about, man. This is just ear to ear. This is when you got your ear to the street, man. Dinosaur, dino nuggets inside Taco Bell nacho cheese sauce. Big shout out to Dollar Shot. He says, I remember when I first moved to the Bay, I had no clue living in Walnut Creek. First BART ride I took was nappy time, and I ended up at the total end of the line. Still not sure how I got home. Ain't nothing like taking a nap on BART while a stranger's sitting next to you, man. Something about when your legs rub against theirs. It's like counting sheep. But I'm telling you guys, can we talk about Dahmer? Serial killers, we bunched them up together, okay? Adult Happy Meals, 10-piece nuggets with little black fibers lodged inside of those nuggets. Nuclear war? You know, they all can get you too, man. Those are all things that can kill you. Straight up. You know? And dude, you talk about the Stockton serial killer, you know? There's one guy who's going, they know who he is. They're playing dumb. They know who he is. They know his face. They know who's doing it. And you know who that person is? Eric Snowden, the new citizen of Russia. The new Russian citizen, he knows, he's just gone. They know who he is. They know his face. You know? Oh, we got somebody new in the chatterbox. Orifice. I think it's Orifice. I asked the cashier at Mickey D's on Market if I could get one nugget for 50 cents. And she hooked it up. Oh, Orifice knows what to do. Hey, Orifice, I thought they took it out, but I think they're back. Carl's Jr.'s back on Market, I think, man. My name, is it not the Montgomery Station, the Powell Station? Am I wrong? I think it is, though, man. I thought they took them out, but that Carl's Jr.'s back, I think. I thought I saw people inside. I mean, that used to be the spot, you know? And they were like, they took out Brainwash, the classic comedy spots. you know, and where you can wash your clothes, get food, listen to open mic comedy or showcase comedy. They took that out. I was crying, and then they took out the Carl's Jr. I think the Carl's Jr. went out first. That's when I knew, oh, it's not looking good. But I think Carl's Jr. is back now on that market plan. Get Superstar with cheese and some drugs right outside. Professional says, looks like Morgolian's disease. One nugget for 50 cents. That's about, that's, you know, you can get 20 nuggets for $5. I guess you gotta overpay when you just want one nugget. Professional says people would get weird fibers growing out their wounds, man. Fucking professional, man. Professional knows what he's talking about. I went to high school with him. Dallas Shaw said, you guys should all come visit here just to experience White Castle. White Castle. You know, I always wanted to go there. You know, and I used to actually go with the professional to 7-Eleven and eat White Castle. But the last time I ate White Castle, I kind of got a little sick. But I blame it that it was the jalapeno ones. It wasn't the regular ones. It was the jalapeno ones. White Castle will take you out too. You don't think White Castle is going to take you out? You know, adult Happy Meals, White Castle, nuclear war, the Stockton serial killer. At least with the Stockton serial killer, you got to be in the Stockton area or in the surrounding cities. You know? With all of them else, everybody, every one of those, anybody can get it, man. That's how it goes. You know, and I don't know if that Stockton serial killer is profiling or is he getting Latinos, man? Latino men? I know five of them have been Latinos. Oh my God, man. I don't know if you guys know this. I'm Latino. You know, he gets them late at night when all the security cameras are off. Because when the serial killer strikes, cell phones locations don't work. Every closed circuit camera, red light cameras, drones don't work at late at night. That's why the Stockton serial killer is getting away. He's doing it early mornings, guys. They don't know who he is. That's what they don't know. They know how to hit an asteroid with a satellite and show you pictures of the skin of the asteroid, but they don't know who the serial killer is. They don't know. The cameras don't work between 3 in the morning and 6 in the morning. The GPS doesn't work on your phones from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., guys. They don't know who he is. They don't have no idea, man. It's the 80s, baby. We're back to the 70s, actually. You know? But, I mean, you know, hey, man, I'm out late at night. I'm Latino. If the serial killer's, you know, killing Latinos late at night, man, and if he decides to be like, hey, well, why don't I check out some other cities here in California? That's when you know, man, dude. You know, they're going to call him the Latinx killer, man. The Latinx. next killer has been walking late at night, early mornings, avoiding every camera on every building and every house, avoiding GPS signals by wrapping his cell phone in Play-Doh and aluminum. No, you know what? You know, he blocks his cell phone, GPA. You know, he puts a little poncho over his phone, you know, and that blocks the signal, man. That blocks the GPS, you know. But, you know, I figured, you know, you guys want to help us out, man. We could confuse the serial killer if everybody wore, like, mariachi suits and ponchos, man. He would be like, oh, man, who's who? What's going on here? Sombreros. It'd be all done, man. Save the Latinx. This guy, man, he's roaming around, man. They got pictures of skinwalkers. They got videos of skinwalkers. They got video of Bigfoot. They got video of UFOs going, flying around in Jerusalem. Somehow, this serial killer is avoiding most cameras. I like how they did have a video of him just walking. And they were going, oh, he's seen this walk. He's got to lean. That's the only video they got of him, guys. There's UFO videos, countless. Even Nessie videos. I seen more pictures and videos of Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster, from the 80s. And it's 2022, and they only got one video of him slithering around. Eric Snowden is laughing right now, guys. Eric Snowden is laughing that they don't have more videos, saying they only have one single video of the serial killer. He's almost laughing as much as the Pacific Ocean is laughing at California. You guys are in a drought. He's almost laughing as loud as the Pacific Ocean laughing at California. Damn right Mulder and Scully would find them. Harry Crumb would find them, man. Inspector Gadget, Columbo. Scooby-Doo. The way he walks, the serial killer, the way he walks distorts the camera. That's why they only have one shot of him slithering around.